This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 28th of October, 1953. The title of this lecture is Case Reports, SOP-8C, SOP-8L Continued. This tape is 51 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right, this is the second part of the morning lecture of the 28th. Throughout the world of man, you will find very many pleasant things occurring. And man isn't all bad, not quite. Business isn't entirely crooked, and so on, not quite. I found an honest businessman once. He lived in China. He was back town in China. I sent him some currency one time and told him to send me a couple of pieces of jewelry, and he did. And there was no receipt involved for the currency or anything. I mean, he actually sent them and so forth. Honest business. Of course, I wouldn't strain that one too far. I wouldn't look here at America and make that crack. But man, in all of his behavior, is being supported at this time by a few fairly high-level things that kind of keep things in line. Well, these fellows don't even know what they're doing. And once in a while, somebody comes along, and most of them, they don't know what they're doing. They're trying to hold up a cultural level. But one by one, back along the track, these boys have been getting yanked in and pushed deeper. Randomity in the past was very good. Randomity in the last part of the first 1,000 years since the end of the Roman Empire, along about 800, 900 A.D., was still quite a bit of randomity. That's because nobody who mounted anything was going back through the screens. And you had some fellow who was the king, and so forth, and he was a pretty good Thetan, and you had somebody who was a baron or something of the sort. These boys hung around this way. They seldom went into the church, but they would play around at that level. So you had an actual divine rule by families. You see, the king could count on the fact that it was probably his grandpop and his boy. No, the guy didn't go back through the Martian screens, or he didn't get messed up in any fashion. He came in, he got born, and he took the body that was offered and bapped the hell out of anything else that was trying to get it. And along about the second or third year, why, some nurse would say to him, "Now eat your cereal," and he would be saying, "Did you add your Royal Highness to that?" "No? Footman, 10 lashes." You know, 3, 2. I mean, they had really imperial ideas. You don't find that sort of thing happening. At that time, you still had a lot of Thetans who were flying around Earth who were not in bodies. They'd pick up one occasionally or guide it around. You had Thetans that were still playing King of the Wood. You had actual temples which had actual spirits with them. You had phenomena occurring which was miraculous. And in short, man was a bit burdened by the fact that Thetans liked randomity. But life was interesting. Life was very interesting all the way across the boards. But it was too interesting for some, and gradually the Martian screens got very, very efficient. I doubt there are very many Thetans here on Earth today who aren't making a routine trip life to life. We're really getting our slicosified here on Earth. And you don't have Apaches. Amongst the Apaches now, you find it rather routine. Nobody has picked up the Apaches to amount to anything. You go find an Apache and you say, "All right, now let's remember a time when you were up on that bluff or something of the sort." And you say, "Yes." And you say, "When?" "Oh, that was a couple lifetimes ago." Routine. Utterly routine. You say, "All right, well, now how far back can you remember?" "Well, yeah." You say, "What do you got?" "Oh, I killed a couple of U.S. troopers." "Gee." That sort of a reaction. What's his level of reality? On the same level, probably a better level of reality than most Americans eating breakfast. They're recalling back 3, 4, 5 lives at a crack. And back of that, the scenery has altered so much that it's become unimportant. Just the scenery itself that has messed up their memory bank. Get the idea? There's nothing to refer to so that you would have to handle them with mock-ups and so on. Well, now this wipe out between lives is a pretty terrific smile. But you start up a great deal of Thetan activity here on Earth again. You're going to get lots of randomity. Civilizations have existed on Earth which were very pleasant civilizations. There have been very pleasant things to do on Earth. People have been happy on Earth. War was not always a depersonalized, you get drafted situation, but was very often a lot of fun. Greek War. Well, I got killed fighting Sparta last time. It's fabulous. Why these boys never put more of their own information down on paper or left it coming along the track is not a mystery. The information has been carefully destroyed. Carefully destroyed. By the one organization which was supposed to be keeping it alive, corrupting it the whole distance. Now, let's watch what's happened to Dianetics and Scientology. People have just been breathless trying to get some kind of a claim on being authoritarian in Dianetics and Scientology so they could turn it into buffoonery of some sort. There hasn't been a person, I know a couple of places in the U.S., which still profess to have some claim of this. They expect me to go into a fight on the subject all the time. That's really interesting. Somebody comes in every once in a while and says, why don't you do something about this? And I had to think for a while to figure out why I should do something about this. And then I figured out that it was because they thought I should do something about this. But anyway, these places aren't even vaguely handing along any information on the subject, although still professing themselves to be madly devoted to Dianetics. Not even vaguely handing out anything. They hand out the basic law of survive, and they hand out the dynamics. Then they run two or three other laws in there that don't have anything to do with this. And then that sort of flips things, and then they've taken AP and A, and they've taken postulate processing and turned it around one way or the other, so it's not quite workable. And the people going through those places are, and this is not propaganda, I mean, this is just a demonstration point of this lecture, are being sent to spin bins all too often. It's not for your operating information, it's just a demonstration of what happens anytime you try to put out information along a line which will bring up and represent a greater freedom. A greater freedom. Every time you mention a greater freedom, you mention, with the same words you mention to most people, a greater terror. They think security actually lies in being completely chained down. But none of the data which should be handed forward on the line of the spirit, the soul, what you do after this life, or anything of the sort, is being handed along by those allegedly responsible for it. And the people at present time doing that, and for the last many hundreds of years who are doing that, haven't even known they were being irresponsible. I doubt anybody has even dragged up that still some of the dialogues of Plato are still in existence, which cover, to some slight degree, Theta Clarion. And Homer's still in existence, and it just beats it to death. And yet this is all, until just about 60, 70 years ago, Troy had never existed. Everybody's being very careful about the fact that Troy never... I don't know how on earth they could have missed Troy's existence, because it's the only place that you would have put a town. And there were 7 Troys, or 9 Troys I think they've gotten up to now. And how people would say there was no town there, it was more than I could figure out. Is it 9 now?
14.
Oh, they've now got down to 14. I haven't watched them digging lately. Well, it just shows you here that we're putting out at this moment, at this very instant, a piece of information which should have been carried along for a long time. But I'm afraid you would have to go back pre-Earth to get this data, because Thetans didn't have this data by which to prevent their going through these screens and taking care of situations that they should have been taking care of. So they'd evidently forgotten that they knew, but they didn't even hand forward their own existence in a form that could have been of any help to anybody here. I don't know how far on the track you'd have to go back for the definition of space. It's the only thing you're looking for. That's all you're looking for. How far back do you have to go on the track for a definition of space? You won't find it in any electronic society or any space opera. That's the last thing they would hand out to a space technician. A definition of space with a viewpoint in it? Oh, no. No, no, we know viewpoints don't exist. So, in short, they had other definitions of space. There are more workable, materialistic definitions of space than they have now, by the way. You can actually do fantastic things with space if you just work with anchor points. But if you don't have any viewpoint in there to represent it, you never get humanity out of it. And that's why science never leads to humanity, why science only leads to a destruction, war, enslavement. The condemnation of science is long overdue. And what do you know? Has already occurred on the European continent and has occurred even in a more advanced state in England. Today, the word science is so bad that when I started calling what we're doing Scientology, I got into a minor revolution. It wasn't anything but the fact that the English people today believe that science has let them down, but thoroughly. And anything with science connected with it is something they'd rather smile sarcastically about. It's not that they're interested in humanity, they just know science doesn't work. And what do you know? They're drawing right back out of science. They are not following scientific method worth a nickel. What's this got to do with what I'm telling you? It's because what I'm telling you doesn't take very long to tell. I'm trying to give you some sort of an idea of what can occur to you and people. If you become free and able to operate, you won't find yourself terribly interested in the baser games any more than you go passionately and devotedly down to the corner grocery store to watch a checker game if you're living in a small town, any more than you would drive 500 miles, something like that, to watch a boys' grade school play football. See, I mean, it's just not a game. So we don't have to worry too much about disrupting what takes place, but the society is suffering today from a lack of clear view and randomity. It's suffering badly. Otherwise, it would go down into a technological society. It would stop it from going down there. How do you do this? Definition of space. It's as simple as that. So we get to the process, which I'm giving you at this time, which is running 8 anchor points in a bracket of 6. And if I give you this, I give you also no particular responsibility in how to use it. Because the use of it brings about all full responsibility, which is, of course, no responsibility at all. But as you use it, you're going to see people come up through all the brackets there are to come through. And one of those is cruelty. They get real cruel. Cruelty is pretty base, actually. The guy can't have any sensation except by being cruel. He's in real bad shape. You'll be bringing people up through ethics and all of this level. Well, the only way to tell you where a person goes with the use of such a process is just run it and find out. But you're used to handling less effective processes. So remember that this isn't a less effective process. On this universe, the other fellow's universe, your own universe. By the time you run this, exteriorize your boy, you can drop him anywhere you want on the exteriorization. Well, probably with all the people we have here, we have that many different ideas of how the society ought to run in order to run well. We have this many different concerns about existence. It's a funny thing, if you could controllably change a person's direction by running such a technique, so remember that you can. The only thing that I look toward this technique is rather puckishly look to the fact that the least that'll happen is people will stop going through the screens, the margin screens. That's very upsetting. There's already a very large section of the barracks and so forth up there really smoking. Some places just kind of mounds. But, here, let's get on to business here. Dilly-dallied around with this long enough. A bracket of six is other people's space for other people in which somebody else gets caught as the additional point. It makes this difference. There's others for others in which you get pinned down. Somebody puts up some space for somebody else, and it surrounds you, and you're there. It's not intended for you, and this is the innocent bystander. And the other one is the technique of the other person as the innocent bystander. Others, people put up space for other people, but third party gets caught. That's the bracket six. That goes this way. Yeah, the Priestley put up 8 anchor points for himself. What kind of anchor points? I don't care. He doesn't care either. You find out that somebody that's had been in jail a couple of times, if you ask him to put up jail windows as the anchor points, he'd get a real big certainty on it. He'd also get darned upset. But the essence on this thing is that it's run, again, just as you handle the back corners of the room, without thinking. Each one of these is run without thinking. Now, the free clear put up anchor points. He can't see, all right, I put up black anchor points. 8 of them, in which he's sitting. And then give him this, that he has somebody else put up 8 anchor points for themselves. But he does it with this. He gets them simply putting up 8 anchor points for themselves, or himself. See? And others. Now, he gets other people putting up 8 anchor points in which he's situated, but the anchor points being intended for somebody else. That takes familial problem. A little kid, parents. Papa got the home for Mama, but the kid's there, and he's not appreciated. Now we get other people putting up anchor points for other people, in which, again, the third party is trapped. You see how that would look? You get how it would look. Now let's get somebody putting up 8 anchor points which surround the pre-clear, but not the other person. And the pre-clear, by the way, early in the case, take this one last. The pre-clear putting up 8 anchor points for somebody else.
Around something.
Yeah. That's just all in his own or other people's universes. Get the idea. That's just own and other people's universes. When he does that, he's up against letting people go free, which is giving them space. And that one he will care to ponder over for a long time, but you don't worry about him pondering, just having put him up there.
It's running out of punishment, right?
Mm.
Should he know the people that he's putting up for? Should he be putting up for particular
no.
relatives?
No, and the auditor never directs. Who? Just put it up for somebody else. Or put it up next time you go through the bracket, just say, put it up for other people. Put up space for other people. Now, you want him to put up just one piece of space. In other words, 8 anchor points making 1 cube of space. Now, the essence of the technique is that he's making space, but space in brackets. And not, if you can possibly get him over this very early, if his case is bad off, you'll have to just bust in very rudely and tell him, all right, now, other people as spirits or thetans, and the space for you as a thetan. And he keeps wobbling with this because he keeps sitting in this space as a body, and he keeps putting up for other bodies. No, what bodies? Let's get earlier. Let's get more natural. Let's not go to the other person through the stage of a body and all of that sort of thing. He's going to put up for him as a thetan. Because if you keep doing this with a body, you'll just start melting the body down. And it gets gluier and gluier and gluier. Won't do any harm, but it's just no dice. You want to put up for him as a thetan. You can explain to him what a thetan is. Your spirit, then. Oh, you say, my spirit. All right, I'll put it up over here so my spirit can... That's the Christian church. See, the Christian church tells you that you have to save your soul. then they call themselves spiritualists, religionists. Very, very amazing. They fix it up so nobody can have a soul. Soul's always a third party. Third party to the church and third party to the religious person. All right. Now, when you run this bracket of six, round and round and round and round and round, you'll notice that your pre-clear has a tendency to get very philosophical. Now, if you simply shut him off and tell him, no, no, just don't think about it, and so forth, just get on to the process, and so on, you will inhibit your communication with him to a degree where he will start going through the process mechanically. And it won't stop the process, but it'll take longer. Now, because something happened to him with this process, there's no reason it won't happen again. And that puts this process immediately on the other side of the borderline. The process you've been handling is, if it happened to him once, he somehow or other managed to stop it from happening twice. Well, he can't stop this one from happening twice if you just continue to run, because it continues to run out. What's happened to him? It runs out itself. You can do all sorts of things with it. You can put space within space within space within space. And the way you do that is telling, all right, now you've got 8 anchor points around yourself, now put 8 more anchor points around that. No, it's space and spacing space. Various, tremendous differences, variations. So you don't have to worry about doing that. Just take it in the bracket of 6, and you've got it. Mechanical, very mechanical. Now you turn around and you use the room he's in or the town he's in as an actual piece of mess. And instead of him holding the 2 back corners of the room, you have him hold all 8 corners of the room. And then have somebody else hold them, and other people hold them from other people, and then him hold them for somebody else, and then somebody else hold them for him. The corners of the room. And having gone through that bracket of 5, you go back to his own and other people's universe in a bracket of 6. And he goes back into this 5 again, and then into this 6. Now, sometimes you teach a pilot to fly, and he'll learn accidentally to fly with his left wing slightly low. Well, let's not do that on this process, huh? In other words, let's not learn it wrong first and then keep on using it as a slip. It's a terrifically simple process, and I'll give you the pattern. Now, we have pre-clear X. Don't anybody run this right now, please. We have pre-clear X. He's sitting up here. Oh, throw me a pre-clear from the back. You got a dollar on there someplace. Good. All right. We got this pre-clear here. We say to this pre-clear, you hypnotized or something? We got this pre-clear. We say, okay, put up for yourself 8 anchor points. Now, the auditor stays in communication with pre-clear. Pre-clear says, all right, I've done it. The auditor says, you did? Where? Oh, out there in the next county or someplace. No, the hell with that. Put up 8 anchor points around you. Well, how do I put them? Well, put 4 above you and 4 below you. Well, I can't see. How can I put up 8 anchor points? What are you talking about anchor points anyhow? What is an anchor point? Well, an anchor point is just a point. Well, what is a point? Well, a point is just a point. Do you understand? Well, but what is it? Well, you see that cigarette package? Yeah, all right. You've got a cigarette package. All right, put up 8 cigarette packages. Well, I can't see. I mean, I'm totally occluded, really. Honest. Pre-clear is saying, I'm actually very occluded, and I can't see, and can't feel, can't hear very well as a Thetan, and I can't get on my body. This is, by the way, it's just done. You, when you hit step 3, that's what we're doing. We've done steps 1 and 2 on this paper. All right. He thinks he stopped, you see.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.
You say, okay, now, put up 8 black anchor points around you the size of the cigarette package. Kills him. He's dead now. He's got to do that. So he resigns. And he puts up 8 of them. He puts them up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You say, okay. You say, all right. Now, put up 8 anchor points. No, have somebody else put up 8 anchor points, you say, at the stage. Have somebody else put up 8. Okay, all right. See, you don't have to run these brackets in sequence. And once in a while, if you shift the sequence on a bracket, it breaks down his randomity. He's got a monotony on this, and he's got a randomity resistance, and so he'll start doing something automatically. By the way, he can do this very automatically, and it still does terrible things to him. But you can always break down a bracket. All right. So he puts up this person out here in front of him, or this idea of a person out here in front of him. He says, I'm still awfully included. Is you turn a terrible headache, but I'm still awfully included. And you say, now have that person put up 8 anchor points. And he says, but I can't see. Well, you can have him see them. Well, okay. So you put up these 8 anchor points, these 8 black anchor points around this other person. He puts 4 down here at the feet of this other person. And then he puts 4 up here. As soon as he's got those, he said, sure, I've got those. Now you say to him, all right, now you get the other people putting up anchor points for other people, but you're in the middle of those anchor points. He says, how do I do that? Well, you got some other people over there on the left side of you. Okay. All right. I haven't put them up. There's some people over here on the right side of you. Got that? Okay. All right. Now, have these people over here on the left side of you put up 8 anchor points around you that are really intended for the people that are over there on the right side of you. Got that? Oh, yeah, I can do that. Okay. He puts them up. Again, around himself. Okay, now, you say, have other people put them up for other people in which somebody else gets enclosed. Well, I don't get that. Well, come out here in front of you. Out here in front of you. Have some people out here on your port bow. And have these people out here put up anchor points for these people out here. But have this other person be in the middle of them. Oh, that's too complex. I can't do that. Well, can you get an idea of other people being out there? Yes. You get the idea that there ever been anybody else out there? Yes. Well, that's all right. That'll do for that step. Now, let you now hold on to the upper 2 back corners of the room without thinking about it. By the way, if he starts thinking, he's actually wrecking the process. He can think this process into a null. It's the only way he can whip it. He'll start thinking about, gee, that reminds me of this and reminds me of that, and associative logic, and it's all so meaningful, so significant, so significant. All he's doing is bailing into this space all this terrific amount of garbage. And you're trying to get space, and he's trying to fill it up. See how that amounts to it. So you say, well, all right, now get in the back of your head here, someplace, you, just kind of get the idea of holding on to those 2 back corners of the room. You got that? All right, hold on to the rest of the corners of the room. Well, you got that, okay. Well, you don't get that very plainly. Or you want to know what they look like. Well, you'll find out sooner or later. Or you want to take a look. Well, all right, take a look. Okay, you got a hold of them now. Yeah. Okay, now have somebody else take a hold of them. Hold them there. Okay, my father. Yes, I often remember my father. No, just a minute. Just you have somebody else hold on to them, all right? Okay. Now, what about getting other people hold on to them for somebody else? Sure. Well, that's always me and my brother. You know, we used to fight like mad and so forth. Well, that's terribly interesting. Your brother lived a long time, I'm sure he is, right? Okay. That's fine. Now, you got somebody else holding on to him, somebody else? Oh, I forgot about that. I was disturbed there for a moment. Okay. Now we're holding on to him. Well, how long am I supposed to do this? Pretty clear sense. Well, you just do it. Well, how long, though? Well, just do it. Well, how long am I really supposed to hold on to these anchor points of other people holding them on to other people? Doesn't like that butchering. You've hit something hot. Okay? When he starts protesting about how long he's doing it and so forth, just plow it to him. Don't even think about going to talk about it. Just make him do it. If left to his own devices at that point, he would simply quit the process and say there is a process. It's undoubtedly a good process, and I'll have to run it sometime. All right, so we've got to make sure that any time he gets real interested in not doing it, that he does it. We can do this very persuasively and very quietly. We don't have to hit him over the head with a chair, but be prepared to do the latter if you want. Okay, now we've got this person again, and we say, all right, now put up 8 anchor points around for yourself. You mean hold on to the corners of the room for myself? And no, just put up your own little bases for yourself. Okay, now what have you got there? Well, here's what he's got. Body, 8 anchor points. Now, you put those up. This is the second time around. You put those up for you as though you were a spirit. The body had nothing to do with it. Well, I can get that idea. I've read a couple of books. I know what you were telling people the other night. So on seems sort of unbelievable. But you say, will you please get that as a spirit? Okay. Now, you got it? What's the matter? Silence. You can fully expect that to happen. The guy's done a bunk. He had an argument on the situation. You can expect that to happen any time in this process. But don't expect it to happen as a sudden phenomenon. I'm merely informing you that it will occasionally happen as one. It'll happen usually as a very orderly and routine phenomenon. Just routine. So he puts up these for himself. Then he puts them up again as we went over it the first time. Has somebody else put them up. 8 points out there around this other person. Now we have other people put them up for other people with the pre-clearance item points. And then this other person, other people put them up for other people with this other person inside the points. But each time, we're steering him just a little bit closer to this idea of a spin. See, we don't give it to him that time. We don't give him a double whammo on his own universe. We give it to him on this one. Now get yourself as a being, you know, as a being without a body holding on to the 8 corners of the room. Well, I will, but it doesn't seem very real. I don't care how real it is, just hold on to it. Now get somebody else as though he were a spirit holding on to the corner of the room. Now you hold the pre-clear's head on at that moment if you're real smart. Because the sudden idea that some other spirit might be in the room of some sort is liable to just plain murder him. If your pre-clear's really skittish and real scared about things, what you would do is run this all the way around being very quiet about spirits for some time. And you sure run making space for other spirits, other beings, and let him hold that for a little while. Because he'll get in very philosophical about whether he ought to go on with this or not, or whether you're really doing anything real good or not, or why you probably should take it very easy about this whole thing, because he is not willing to let other spirits go free. He's all right to let bodies go free. That's different. Spirits are dangerous, bodies aren't. So we have him have other people as spirits hold on to the 8 corners of the room for other spirits. Now, if he objects to the word spirit, it's just a word, it's a communication symbol, shift it around. Call them thetans. If he objects to the word thetan, call them ghosts. If he objects to the word ghosts, call them life units. You know, if you have a scientist, you can always say life units. Sounds so scientific. All right. He goes through that again, and now we say, all right, now get you as a spirit holding 8 anchor points around yourself. You got that. What color do you say they are? Oh, they're gold. Well, that's right. That's perfectly correct. There ought to be. All right, now let's get 8, somebody else, as a spirit holding 8 anchor points around him. Got that? Yes, fine. Now get some spirits holding 8 anchor points for some others, spirits, but you're in the middle of them. Middle of the spirits? No, the middle of the anchor points. Middle of the anchor points. And the anchor points. That's all right, then. And now we get other people holding 8 anchor points up for other beings holding 8 anchor points out here for some entirely different beings. But somebody else in the middle of the anchor points. Oh, sure. Okay. Now, have you as a spirit put up 8 anchor points for other things? He won't like that. So you let him hold that one for a while. But now get other spirits, other thetans, putting up 8 anchor points for you. He won't like that very good either. But he'll let it happen. and we go around through the walls of the room again and so forth. Very shortly, you're going to have to take in bigger space. You better be holding on a couple of planets or something of the sort. It's easier. The other is kind of crowded. But eventually, you can come back to making do a space station beautifully in a matchbox with perfect comfort and ease. You see, that's a symptom of dispersal, the idea of having to occupy the whole flam-dam universe just to get some distance. So I talked about it on that line, as people find it so very agreeable to hold on planets. But you can do a space station in a matchbox or in a small microphone or in a tube. Of course, if you start doing it in an electronic tube and the machine's in use, it's like a short circuit. But anyway, we have this pretty clear now, to a point where he's getting... At least at this point, he's getting yank-ins and outs or some such thing. He's getting these tensional snap lines, things like that. And it may be that some terrific thought has occurred to him. You suddenly find out that he has spent a year in prison. Well, believe me, that is the state fixing his space. Or even worse, he's been in the Navy for a year or something. Or he's been in the Army. It's not stepping out of line at all to vary the process at the moment he discloses this, or that he has sent somebody to prison is what will turn up immediately after this, by the way, or he's done something to somebody. It's the overt act motivator sequence. You just get in space. It varies the procedure to have him put up some Army hats or some Navy hats or something of the sort as his next anchor points. It just varies, if you understand. It isn't good. It's just different. Just plain anchor points is always best, because the more you let him think and the more you let him put up objects which are in terms of his immediate environment and this immediate culture, the more you're making him agree that the culture can affect him. So you just have him put up anchor points. Well, you just go around that way. Just go round and round, a bracket of six. Now, what questions are there on this?
You don't have somebody putting up anchor points for the person they were intended for, that is, having a third person for whom the anchor points were intended be in that space at all.
We can. Vary it any way you want to. There's no significance to this beyond the fact that you've gotten the various combinations of thought and interpersonal relations and you're untangling them. The problem is essentially, one, the problem of co-ownership of MEST. You're trying to get the pre-clear up, so he doesn't care who owns that stuff. He can use it for anchor points. You're booting him out of secrecy, hiding, protection, ownership, being dead, being invisible. All of these various things, you're just booting him right on up the line. That's why this is a terribly dangerous process, and why I'm a very dangerous man. I shouldn't release such a process. You just keep this up. How many hours will it take? Well, on you, I would say, on any case that's hanging fire around here, I'd say 20 or 30 hours of this. Maybe 50 or 60, maybe 80, 90, 100 hours, or something like that, because of the case's time estimate, having been processed for a long time on older techniques. Somebody who just walks in off the street, I'd say about 5, 10, 20 minutes. Case equally rough. The other thing is fellow can enjoy the hell out of this, by the way. First moment he sees some beautiful anchor points and St. Elmo's fire glowing off the roofs of houses and lighting up the surrounding countryside and so on, he gets this real happy about it. I told you yesterday that you made mess by pulling the affinity out of mass and energy. Therefore, you blow it up again by just adding some affinity to it. What is this stuff you're building automobiles out of and using for automobiles and wearing as clothes? What is this stuff that you're combing and what is this stuff? Well, this process shows a fellow rather rapidly what stuff it is. It's just like simply gotten real hard. He eventually gets the idea. He eventually comes up the line. We can forecast this for you because you'll be running it yourself very shortly. But it's very amusing when I first tripped into this level and just start applying basic definition of space to processing itself as processing. And I'd ask somebody to start this on the MEST universe, and he'd come on up tone scale with great rapidity. Jesus. Yeah, he said, there's a lot of work building this stuff. He said, but you sure can't enjoy it after you got it. Yeah, a lot of work. Level of concern about the vast universe. Of course, the idea that he's still got these particles around which have been made in the past, that doesn't upset him any. He might as well use second-hand anchor points as new anchor points. So what? Third-hand anchor points, 12th-hand anchor points. Repair them if you want to. Work with them if you want to. If you don't have something to exert energy against, you're fighting nothing. Have I closed circuit on what I'm teaching you? If you get a guy to fighting nothing all the time, if he's just putting out his own anchor points all the time, all he can fight is his own anchor points. But if he's got something around there that is co-owned somehow or another, he can at least satisfactorily, rather pleasantly, lean up against it and get a nice hard shove back that often surprises him a great deal. It's up to you to know what this stuff is, and it's up to you to use this technique. Now, I'm wasting auditing by not taking our rougher cases and going over them. But there's much reason why it should. Because we're up at a level here where this technique doesn't get spoiled, except as you might, as an auditor, completely bust up with a preclear so badly that you drive the preclear out of communication entirely. That's about the only thing you could do, because this keeps undoing these various things that are done with great speed. How fast does this blow a lifetime? Well, that's up to you to find that out. It's too fast, actually. He'd gone all his work, living all his horrible life, and collected all his beautiful sadness. He'd start putting up space station and brackets of sex. Gone. So you have to mock it all up again. You realize that you'd mocked up a much better life in the first place, and that makes you feel very happy about the whole thing. And then everybody knowing this technique knows you've probably mocked up the past you're talking about and so forth, and knows you probably aren't using the other because you've had this technique used on you. You probably don't have the other, and it's not true and it's not real, so they probably won't listen to it. So they probably don't have any sense of aesthetic anyway. Well, if you can get a thetan to communicate with a thetan in the lower stages of processing, you're really doing wonders. People say once in a while in a lecture, somebody said to me, well, why don't you just talk to us on theta beams? Somebody was real mystic, you know, telepathy on the brain. Boy, if you can get any thetan after he's been exteriorized, he hasn't had such a process as this run out of him, such as big space for others. You had this process run out just about as much getting to listen to you as you'd get a bullet to stop in mid-flight and get back and load itself. They just don't hang around. Now, in using this process, You can flood it any way you want to, and it'll still pick itself up again. But you're into the over-the-border case, the process which lets itself be repeated. Those beautiful gold anchor points, once a fellow's seen those, he'll give up an awful lot of beautiful sadness and motivator hungry just to have them again. Now, they're really nice. St. Elmo's fire glowing all over everything. I've seen a preclear sit after I run this process. I'm just sitting. Do nothing but put it on top of lampposts out in the street, put it on top of things. That he isn't actually in his body anymore. He gets so interested in doing this. He's just fooling around. It's sort of, he's reassuring himself, my God, it can happen after all these years. Okay. Any questions about this again? I presented it to you rather lengthily, rather discursively. One of the reasons I've done that is so you won't use it as a completely automatic process. And so you can expect things to happen to personalities. Because they won't. Well, if, what?
One question.
Right.
This is a step three process.
As a step three, after you've done it for a while, you simply flip back to step one. Let's go again.
But you wouldn't use
it's very surprising to find it all. Very often is already exteriorized before you got into step one.
You wouldn't use it on a lower step phase. You wouldn't use it on a lower step phase.
Then three? Yes. Yeah, I'd use it all the way through. I said, there's any one of these doggone processes, you just keep nagging a fellow, plus and minus, long enough to get out of your head. You know, you don't realize that we're classified normally as processing, as some second cousin to therapy, you see. So we don't thoroughly appreciate the fact that this really isn't therapy we're doing. We're working with life. This is living we're doing. We're looking over the business of litigants. I take a deep breath right here in mid-flight down the time track, trying to discover whether or not there isn't something more to be known than what we've been doing. You can actually exteriorize any case, including a psychotic case, merely by telling him to get out of the hand. That's all you have to do, is just tell somebody to be out of his head, or tell somebody not to be out of his head. You can do it right straight up. It's this society that gives you the limitation. When I say that, a Roman would understand this immediately. You can always get a guy out of his head. Not necessarily by killing him. A Roman would say, probably, why? Gee, you wouldn't even have to kill a tough case sometimes. This would be reasonable to him. You take anybody and shoot him in the arm with a hypo needle and tell him to leave, and he'll go. Just lean over an unconscious man and so forth and say, How about you going out and finding the baby in Arizona? You have a dead body in your hands. They were that close. Many a doctor has sent his nurse for an instrument, and the thetan has departed and the body died on the operating. See what's basically haywire with engrams? Go down in the next block and get me a paper. He just said go down the next block or go into the next room or something like that forcefully enough to a thetan that thinks it ought to be obedient when it's anesthetized. Why, you get results, you see. Really handling dynamite, there's nothing easier than to hypnotize somebody and say, all right, now be in Philadelphia, now be in the city hall. Now you're in the city hall, very good. Grab a hold of the mayor's head, you got his head, now give him a terrible headache. You've done that, that's very good, I'll be back in your body. 3, 2, 1, wake up. And this is very elementary stuff we're playing with. I mean, these things happen, these are the routine. But people can't dare, don't dare look at that routine. At any time, it's too simple. Really spoil the game like mad. How would you have the game Army or Army Air Force being run on Earth if all the political problems of Earth were simply solved by one guy in a government office with dirty shirt sleeves or something of the sort who merely did a little hypnotizing of young boys that he picked up down at the orphanage, and they went over and put all the political opponents of the nation into a frame of mind necessary to resolve all the problems of the international situation? And yet you could do that. See, but you spoil that game Army. You spoil the game taxpayer, too. Spoiled. Well, all right. You very well may, as you run this process, I told you in advance that you can be fully prepared to run it on somebody in this unit here much longer than you run it on somebody off the street. Not that the case is resistive, because the fellow is here with a different idea. He wants to see what's happening. Your task is to make it happen to him, not to something which he mocks up so he can inspect it, so that he can study it and know more about it.
So let's just get busy, and it's probably premature of me to push this process through like this, for the good reason that I'll have to get out and scrounge up some pre-clears. I think that possibly I'll do something on polio. You think I'll have to do something on polio? Would you like to see if you can't cases suddenly walk again or something? Okay, I'll do something about that today. That's the end of the talk.